the point we are making. The inability today of the ummah to discern between what is halal and haram. What is halal, we have made it haram. What is haram, we have made it halal. And what fancy terms. That was another period. This is another period. Compromises have to be made. We need our women to be professionals. We need them to be articulate. We need them in the commercial marketplace. Allahu Akbar. At what cost? Have any of us taken the trouble? Go in Jamaat, go to the universities. Go to the universities. And wallah, wallah, whatever little iman remains in you will cause you to cry tears of blood when you see what is happening to our women. When you see what is happening to our daughters. At what cost, at what price are we going to compromise our deen? Are we going to compromise our iman? Are we going to compromise our akhirat? At what price are we going to justify these things? In our homes, look at our weddings. Today, deendar tabqa have to think twice about attending anyone's function. Why? Because parda, haya, shame, segregation, this is for someone else. Different rules apply to us. What? Islam is a contemporary religion. Islam keeps up with the times. Islam is here to liberate women. Under this guise of the liberation of women, Mary Wollstonecraft, 1792, is the first woman known to advocate this idea of the so-called emancipation of women. She was an English woman. What she wrote, she started this movement. Otherwise, even before this, the people of Batil, the Kuffar, the Nasara, they also understood this much, that our women have to be concealed. They are our jewels. Protection of chastity and morality is in concealment. Even they understood it. This movement started 1792, and what she said that it is a waste of assets. It is a waste of assets to make our women domesticated slaves. 1792, she said we have to move to liberate them by making them professionals and introducing them to the commercial marketplace. 2-3 centuries ago, Batil started with that voice. Today, people under the guise of Islam are saying the same thing. Few years ago, Aligarh University, India, there was a Muslim girls' university, that section. So they announced there's going to be a talk. A talk by a Swiss air hostess. Tell them some Molana and some Sheikh is coming. Maybe we'll have some interest to go for the talk. Swiss air hostess, auditorium is packed. Different expectations. You form an image in your mind. Swiss air hostess, what are you expecting? When the curtain drops, the sight, the manzar, the scene that meets them goes against the very grain of what they were expecting. Contrary to their expectations, they see a woman clad in parda from head to toe, completely covered in parda from head to toe. The shock, astonishment. There was a hush that reverberated through the audience. She sensed it. So she addressed these girls. And she said, Maghrib ne thuka. The forces of kufr and batil, they have spat. What does this mean? They advocated the reversal of roles. They advocated, under the name of gender equality and emancipation of women, to take women out of the homes. Strip her of that maqam and that status and that position which Allah blessed her with. Make her into a commodity in the marketplace. Commercialize the women. Bring them into the marketplace. They advocated that. What happened? The entire family structure broke down. Broken homes became the order of the day. Children lost their identities. Women became like tissue paper and rags. They became ma'ashuqa, objects of desire. Use them when you want, throw them away when you want. travel the first world countries. Broken down relationships, illicit relationships, like animals running from one to the other, no permanence. Look at the psychological damage. The moment that woman becomes pregnant, abandoned, he's gone somewhere else. She has to bring up the child, but now she's a professional woman. So that child, you got to look for a nursing home. Got to look. Allahu Akbar, I met one psychiatrist in England. He told me of his colleague in America. He said he's a child psychiatrist. I said, do children need psychiatric treatment? He said, if you phone my friend's surgery in America, the next available appointment is 3 years' time. The entire system has broken down. They themselves are confused. They don't know which way to turn. Suicide rate soaring, dependence on drugs soaring, broken homes soaring. The governments have to give tax intense incentives to women to bear children. Have to give tax incentives to encourage people to have a family. To that extent, the entire system broke down when they made war with Allah. They themselves are frustrated. They don't know the solution. They don't know in which direction to turn. Why? They don't have Quran. They don't have Hadith. They don't have Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't have bastions of haya and shame and modesty like Khadijatul Kubra, Aisha Umul Mu'mineen, Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. They don't have these examples. So they are frustrated. What is the irony? What is the sad reality? She said, they have spat, they are frustrated, they've realized that their systems have failed. And you people are licking up their spit. You people are licking up their spit. You have the Quran, you have the Noor of Iman, you have the Talimat of my Nabi.